This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the UN Health and Labour Agency said on Monday that safer working conditions are needed for health teams globally to combat the dangerous neglect they are facing. The World Health Organization, WHO, and the International Labour Organization, ILO, underscored that the pandemic had already taken an additional heavy toll on health workers. Even before the COVID-19 pandemic, the health sector was among the most hazardous sectors to work in, said WHO's Dr. Maria Nera. Although staff suffered from infections, physical disorders and injuries, workplace violence, harassment and burnout, she added that very few healthcare facilities had programs to manage their health and safety. A lack of safeguards for health workers contributed to the deaths of around 115,000 health workers who died from COVID-19 in the first 18 months of the pandemic. To combat this, WHO and ILO have released new health centre guidelines for implementation at national and local levels. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Philippa Grandi has urged for greater protection for refugees and asylum seekers in Europe. He said in a statement on Monday that violence, ill-treatment and pushbacks continue to be regularly reported at multiple entry points at land and sea borders. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, expressed deep concern over an increasing number of incidents of violence and serious human rights violations against refugees and migrants at various European borders, several of which have resulted in tragic deaths. Despite repeated calls by UNHCR, other UN agencies, intergovernmental organisations and NGOs, the violence continues within and beyond the European Union. The statement continued. Mr. Grandi said that we are alarmed by recurrent and consistent reports coming from Greece's land and sea borders with Turkey, where UNHCR has recorded almost 540 reported incidents of informal returns by Greece since the beginning of 2020. Turkey currently hosts some 3.7 million Syrians and around 330,000 others, the majority of whom are Afghans. Disturbing incidents were also reported in Central and Southeastern Europe and the borders with EU member states. According to UNHCR, people are being pushed back and suffering a disturbing pattern of threats, intimidation, violence and humiliation. To India now, where UN-appointed independent rights experts called for an end to a malicious online campaign against an investigative journalist. The appeal from Special Rapporteurs Irene Khan and Mary Lawler follows what they've called relentless misogynistic and sectarian attacks against Rana Ayub, including death and rape threats. The journalist and women's rights defender is being targeted by far-right Hindu nationalist groups after reporting on issues affecting minority Muslims in India, criticising the government for its handling of the pandemic, and comments on recent hijab bans in some schools and colleges. In a statement, the special rapporteur said that the lack of condemnation and proper investigation by the government has only served to falsely legitimise the attacks and attackers and further endangered her safety. Daniel Johnson, UN News.